This is going to remind you of somebody you know. If they're no longer with you, it'll bring back good memories to you. Maybe your favorite aunt, your grandmother. You're the ones that you saw. Well, if you didn't see them on Sunday, you'd see them on special occasions. You know, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, somebody's birthday. The big, 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 wide, fat, overweight relative. The one we love so much. Get up from the supper table. First of all, though, everybody else is already up from the table. They're in the living room. She's still in the kitchen. And she would just yell to the next room. I'll be there in a minute. I'm just going to get a biscuit and sop this up. That could be what's wrong with the country. A whole generation of Americans who've never heard the expression, sop it up. And then she'd come into the living room and flop down in the nearest chair, the first chair she came to. And to a little kid, it always looked like it was in slow motion. Because we always thought for sure the chair was going to break. She'd come in, she'd be like, oh, Lord. I ate more than I planned to. I think starting tomorrow, I'm going to go on some kind of a diet. Well, no, I can't tomorrow. Hell, we're going to Cracker Barrel tomorrow. I don't know why meatloaf lays on my chest. Seems like it's right there. Won't go no further. Oh, I wish now I'd brought my gas pills. I didn't know you put onion in your meatloaf. Lord knows I can't eat cooked onions. You know, I could have a hiatal hernia. If I knew my insurance would pay for it, I'd get me an MRI. Because sometimes the x-ray don't show everything on fat people. If y'all wait a few minutes, I'd help with those dishes. I just feel so lightheaded. I bet you my blood pressure's up. I had no business eating all that salt. Oh. But I'd just soon not have meatloaf. I can't put salt on it. I tried some of that no salt, but it just didn't taste like salt. That's probably why they call it North South. Whew. Is it hot in here or is it just me? I swear I'm soaking wet. I hope it ain't my bladder. Oh, I'm stuck to the chair. If you go into the kitchen, cut me a piece of that cake. Just a little piece. I've cut way back on my sugar. I need to get up and walk around. I would if my feet weren't swollen. I don't know what causes that. I might be allergic to something. I hope it ain't bread. I don't believe I can eat without bread. Oh, I hope I feel better before supper. I'm good in mind to change doctors. The one I'm going to now ain't doing me no good. Of course, his scales just go to 300. So really, he don't know whether I lost weight or not. Don't throw that cornbread out. I'll take that home with me. Because Lord knows I don't feel like cooking. Gravy runs right through me. Good night. God bless you. Father passed away a few months ago. 76 years old. Every time somebody that age passes on, I bet you think this too sometime. I start to think whether we will ever see the likes of that generation again. And I sure do have my doubts. That generation of Americans, even though they were most uneducated of any of us, they had the most honor and dignity and self-respect and integrity and a thumbnail than the rest of Americans got now in the whole damn body. See, you try to picture in your mind your mom and daddy or your grandmother or grandfather, and do you think how unheard of it would be for them to actually sit in the living room hoping that some local or federal official will help them take the gun away from their boy. Oh, God. They'd have smacked some kid. They'd have killed him himself. Now, I know it seems old-fashioned, but you know, you have to be reminded that that generation of Americans didn't raise crack addicts and drive-by shooters. They raised damn kids. So, you know, we got all these new words now that ain't working. Therapy, counseling. Yeah, my daddy took me to counseling, all right. How about this, bonding? Ain't that a new word? Bonded. It works like this. You're 35, your dad is 60. Have you bonded? Have you bonded? My father and I never bonded. We posted bond for each other. Let me tell you guys something. And here's how you know whether you got a good relationship with your dad. Think back when you was like 16 or 17 and you was dating somebody, you was wanting to impress, and you didn't want to drive your old piece of car on the date, so you kept begging your daddy to let him let you use his car. And you said, if you'll let me use your car, I won't drink. Liar, liar, liar. So he finally gives in and lets you use it. And you're almost home free. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You dropped her off somewhere. Said, I'll be back. I'll get this car home. But just before you get home, the cops pull you over, take you in for driving under the influence, and tow your daddy's car. You're scared to death. You know your daddy is going to whoop your wife. You know he is. You've never been as scared in your whole life. You dread calling him. But even though you dread it and you're scared, it never occurs to you to call anybody else but your daddy. You tell the guys he's fingerprinting you down there, well, hurry up, I need to call my daddy. He'll come and get me. And here's what happens. Next thing you know, the years always go by quicker than we would like for them to. And you're 35 or 36. You got a family of your own. It's late Friday evening. You've mowed the grass, you got a cold beer in your hand, you settle down to watch a ball game, and the phone rings. And it's your dad. And his ass is in jail. He just beat the shit out of the UPS man. He had told that driver once before, if you back on my wife's flower bed one more time. If that was a time when a man did what a man said. So the UPS backed over her buttercups. Your dad's in jail. But as they're processing the paperwork, he tells them, well, hurry up. Need to call my boy and he'll come and get me. There's bonding for you right there.
I kind of worry about kids. And this is, I've got a generation now who don't worry too much about kids because they're into the animal rights stuff. They're worrying about birds and bugs. This is the generation that set aside 2 million acres in the Pacific Northwest for the spotted owl. Are you happy about that? Well, brace yourself. Two million acres for an owl. A bird, a bird. It's a bird. It's a damn bird. It's a bird. And they tell you so. Oh, they'll be on the Larry King show. Just on the verge of tears. Oh, Larry, Larry, Larry. There's just not very many of those owls left. And I'm like, I'm like, so? When's the last time you walked into a pet shop and said, damn, you're out of owls? It's a bird. Here's what finally sent me over the top with these people. 3 years ago in California, Southern California, Los Angeles area, they stopped the construction of a new highway project. Now get this, $180 million was total cost, like a highway spur. This big area here is congested, the highway spur is going to relieve traffic this way. Got one third completed, that's $60 million of our money they spent, tax dollars, and abandoned the project when they realized that this new highway was going directly into the nesting area of the endangered, long-tailed kangaroo rat. A rat. A damn rat. I don't care what they call it, picture it in your mind, it's a roach. Every generation till this one for 400 years would see a rat go, there's a rat, kill it. These buffoons were jumping up and down going, stop the highway, stop the highway. There's a rat in the road. I mean, it's a damn rat. They tell us that this rat needs 2,000 acres. So it'll have room to mate. And you think I'm going to act like and just pretend that I'm some kind of pseudo intellectual and like, oh yeah, let me tell you something. No. As a layman, a very simple-minded layman, here's what I know. When it comes to the human species, two full-size adults can mate in the back seat of a Honda Civic.
And in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They farm hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it. You'll see some of these people on TV going, maybe it'll turn before it gets here. And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, State Police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood? But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more, or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, they just couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get, that's what I call silly weather. Limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play. Now, get this, I'll be sitting there with a typical American lunch. And we all know what that is. Chicken fried steak, extra gravy. Mashed potatoes, extra gravy. Cornbread, a lot of butter. Real damn butter. None of that little wimpy stuff. I can't believe it's not butter, butter. They also have, I can't believe it's not butter, butter spray. It's a butter myth. You can trust me on this. If your daughter is dating a guy who sprays his butter, there ain't gonna be no damn grandkids. And get this, and those people, that I just described, they got the audacity to point at my food. Like, you know what greasy food's gonna do to you? I'm like, hell yeah, fill me in. See, I have to eat that way. I need to maintain my strength. Because I'm usually one of the pallbearers. When my healthier friends drop dead working out. Think about this. You go into a grocery store, you buy a lemon pie, bag of lemon candy. You read the label, it'll say made with artificial flavoring or made with imitation lemon. Now you go to the other side of the store to get some furniture polish, they got Lemon Pledge. On the can, it says made with real lemon. That bothers me. We're eating the artificial junk and we're spraying the good stuff on the coffee table. I'll tell you all what's wrong with America today. Giant cookies. That's right, them big cookies. You get them over at the mall. You got one cookie, size of a hubcap. Cost $8. That ain't right. Remember until a few years ago, a cookie was like yay big. Get a whole bag of them for $1. I remember as a little kid getting ready for school, my mother would say, Junior, that was me, you want a cookie in your lunch? I said, yeah, that'd be good. Now mother says to her child, son, you want to take a cookie to school with you? Well, yeah, if I get somebody to help me carry it. I mean, just... See, there's a lot of things out there that don't make sense these days. Every store you go into, they got these little machines. You put a quarter in there, get your pulse, your heart rate checked. You know what I'm talking about. It bothers me that you can get your heart checked at Pizza Hut. Does this make any sense? I can't see a guy going into Pizza Hut saying, yeah, this order's to go. Give me a large Super Supreme, double cheese. I love cholesterol. Give me a lot of jalapeno peppers. I want to remember this pizza till next week. I'll have a pitcher of beer while I'm waiting. And what the heck, I might as well get my heart checked while I'm here. And listen, think about this. Department stores are practicing medicine. For almost 20 years, we think it's all right. Let's say you go over to Sears and Roebuck just to look around. And by the way, if you notice, that's what we all do at Sears now. Nobody buys anything over there. Well, you're off this afternoon. What you gonna do? Well, I'll tell you. I think I'll go over to Sears and look around. All right. You're over at Sears. You're in the lower level, the basement. That's the hardware department. All you're doing is checking out what's new with Black & Decker. You ain't gonna buy nothing, you're just looking. Now you get ready to leave. You go around the lawnmowers. Well, let me interrupt this a minute. Lawnmowers. On every lawnmower you've ever seen, not a sticker, not a label, embedded, molded in the steel so you can't ever erase it. It says, keep hands and feet away from blade. You know what that means? Sometime in the past, some nut has said to his wife, honey, come here, let's trim them toenails of yours. Be like that.